Okay, would the children like to come forward and hear about a corn cob church?
Yes, we invite all of you to come forward at this time. Those of you, and join us over here. Stand over here. Come down. It's good to see all of you today. I'm going to join with you this morning because I want to hear the story that Reverend Baruch will be telling as well. Very happy to welcome her to our service today. And she is going to tell you a story. And then I'm going to ask, after she has told you her story, the Corn Cob Church, I'm going to ask you to stay here because we're going to keep you in the service, which is a little bit longer than we usually do this morning. We've got some more folks coming here, okay? So how about I'm going to come and sit with you and we will listen to the story of the Corn Cob Church.
Well, how many of you like popcorn?
Yes.
I thought so. Well, Antoinette Brown Blackwell, this is the woman that I'm going to be talking about later, she lived on a farm, and part of the crop on her farm was always popcorn. So that meant that during the wintertime, they have all these cobs of popcorn, but they had to be shelled to get the corn off so that it could be popped and eaten, you know? So in the wintertime, that's what they would do. They would shell in the evening. Sitting around the fire, they would shell the popcorn, and then they'd pop it, and then they'd eat it. And so they ended up with all these empty shells that didn't have any popcorn kernels on them anymore. And one night, one of Antoinette's brothers, she had, I think it was five brothers and a couple of sisters, was building a corn cob church. And he piled the corn cobs this way, and then he put a steeple in. Oh, I should have saved this the longer one, shouldn't I? He put the steeple in the front. And then he tried to pick it all up and it didn't. Oh! It just rolled away. And you know, that's kind of the way we are. It's us that build the church. And we come together. And we are together for the good things. And then we all roll away to our homes until the next time we come together and build our church. So remember that. We come together to build our church and to enjoy it like we enjoy popcorn.
Thank you. I'll get one of these back here for you. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I enjoyed that. Good story. Maybe you should try that if you get a bunch of corn cobs. See if you can build something and make it, and see how well it stands up or not.